CBP officers arrest multiple fugitives wanted for homicide and sex-related felonies at Laredo ports. Texas border business. Laredo, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Office of Field Operations Officers assigned to ports of entry within the Laredo Field Office Area of Responsibility this week apprehended multiple individuals wanted on outstanding felony warrants for homicide and a variety of sex-related offenses. On February 27, CBP officers at Laredo's Juarez-Lincoln Bridge referred bus passenger Emilio Vega Aguado, 30, a United States citizen, for secondary inspection. During secondary examination, CBP officers utilizing biometric verification and federal law enforcement databases verified his identity and discovered that he was the subject of an active felony warrant for first-degree murder, issued by the Chicago Police Department. CBP officers confirmed the warrant and transported Vega Aguado to Webb County Jail to await criminal proceedings. On March 1, CBP officers at the Camino Real International Bridge in Eagle Pass referred a pedestrian, Luis Garcia Fernandez, 62, a Mexican citizen, for secondary inspection. During secondary examination, CBP officers utilizing biometric verification and federal law enforcement databases verified his identity and discovered that he was the subject of an active felony warrant for second-degree sexual assault, issued by the Austin Police Department. CBP officers confirmed the warrant and transported Garcia Fernandez to Maverick County Jail to await criminal proceedings. On March 4, CBP officers at Progreso International Bridge referred vehicle passenger Isaac Izay Pulido, 22, a U.S. citizen, for secondary inspection. During secondary examination, CBP officers utilizing biometric verification and federal law enforcement databases verified his identity and discovered that he was the subject of an active felony warrant for sexual assault of a child, issued by the Alamo Police Department. CBP officers confirmed the warrant and turned Pulido over to Alamo police officers for adjudication of the warrant. On March 5, CBP officers conducting outbound operations at the Juarez-Lincoln Bridge encountered Rafael Bello Solis, 60, a Mexican citizen, as a passenger aboard a commercial bus exiting the country into Mexico. The bus and subject were referred for a secondary inspection. During inspection, it was determined that the subject did not possess documents to enter or remain in the United States. Subsequent biometric verification through law enforcement databases confirmed that the subject had an outstanding felony warrant for indecency with a child by sexual contact out of the Collin County Sheriff's Office in McKinney, Texas. Bello Solis was turned over to the Webb County Sheriff's Office to await criminal proceedings. Apprehending individuals wanted for such heinous crimes as sexual assault and homicide is a testament to the unwavering dedication of our officers, said Donald R. Cusser, Director of Field Operations, Laredo Field Office. Each apprehension brings us closer to honoring victims, ensuring accountability, and enhancing the safety of our communities. To have secured multiple arrests over the past week is a truly commendable achievement. The National Crime Information Center is a centralized automated database designed to share information among law enforcement agencies, including outstanding warrants for a wide range of offenses. Based on information from NCIC, CBP officers have made previous arrests of individuals wanted for homicide, escape, money laundering, robbery, narcotics distribution, sexual child abuse, fraud, larceny, and military desertion. Criminal charges are merely allegations. Defendants are presumed innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law.